Hey, let's talk about Stacy, Stacy, Old Ham, Oldham, 1873. Miss Oldham is a 51-year-old woman, works for a soup kitchen here in Cleveland, Texas, helps feed the poor, comes in today after she wrestled with her grandson, 7 years old, and sustained injury to her ribs on the left side. Also, she was helping her husband and twisted her right knee. She's concerned about both areas. Thirdly, she's never seen her regular doctor. She's not too crazy about him. So she wants to have her thyroid checked. She had a thyroid cancer, had a thyroidectomy before, and it's time to do that as well. Period, knee paragraph. Did you give me a blood work? Sorry, period. She also has had some weight loss after she had her gastric sleeve done, but unfortunately, she's gained most of it back. Period. Any paragraph? Patient does have anxiety. She takes clonopin 0.5 milligram at nighttime with hydroxyzine, which has been working quite well for her. Period. COVID immunization, none. Review of system, history of thyroid cancer. She just quit taking her Synthroid 175 microgram because she was having a hard time sleeping. She doesn't want to go see her previous doctor. She wants us to check her TSH today. She also has depression and anxiety, but she's not suicidal. She had thyroid cancer, had total thyroid removal bilaterally, history of anemia, and history of ITP. She also had breast reduction. She also had hysterectomy and also had cholecystectomy in the past period. So combine those two with the past medical, surgical, social, no smoking, no drinking, last period, 2015, works in a soup kitchen. By the way, she did have ITP done in, ITP in 2014, but she hasn't had any platelet check. Recently, she still has her spleen, but her symptoms, thrombocytopenia spontaneously resolved, did not require a splenectomy. Allergy, penicillin, COVID immunization, non-medication, clonopin 0.5, at bedtime, Vistriol, hydroxyzine in parenthesis, 25 milligram PRN, and anxiety, depression for anxiety, and also Synthroid 175 microgram, which she's not taking for 3 days, 7 days now. Family history consistent with seizure disorder. Seizure disorder, as well as no colon cancer. Positive for coronary artery disease, melanoma, no breast cancer, period. Patient recently, just a new paragraph, recently had a chest CT done because of an unresolved cough, which was within normal limits. New paragraph mammogram is up to date. New paragraph colonoscopy is due. Next numbers, COVID immunization, does not believe in it, doesn't want to get it. Allergy, penicillin, I said that. On exam, Stacy is alert, awake, no distress. She weighs 181 pounds. Last time she weighed was 158, which is the result of gaining her weight back after her gastric sleeve surgery. 100%, 98.3, pulse of respiration 16, pulse 75, blood pressure 130 over 83, heart positive, some positive 2, lungs feel ronchi, taking a deep breath causes pain in the lower chest region, neurological non-focal skin shows no rash around mucosa with an lesion. TMs are clear. Assessment number one, as far as her rib cage pain is concerned, related to wrestling with her grandson, there's no pneumothorax, chest x-ray is negative, recent CT scan was negative as well. Next number, rib series are negative. Next number, we're going to treat her with Decadron 8 milligram and then send her home with Tramadol. Yeah, she is. She's going home with Tramadol and let's see. And the Medrol dose pack. I didn't copy it. The next number, as far as her mammogram is concerned, that's up to date. Next number, Knee x-rays within normal limits. Next number, she will just continue wrapping the knee. If it becomes a problem, continues to have problems, we'll get an x-ray. We'll get a CT slash MRI. At this time, there's no evidence of a fusion, and she has great range of motion. Next number, it's time for her blood work. Next number, history of ITP, check to platelet count. Next number, thyroid cancer. Ultrasound of the thyroid is completely within normal limits. Next number, check TSH in face of thyroidectomy. Next number, continue with cornabenvisteril. Next number, we'll check a thyroglobulin level as well with history of thyroid cancer. Next number, DEXA 10 milligram was given. Next number, carotid stenosis is minimal. Next number, echocardiogram is within normal limits. Next number is kidneys and liver within normal limits. Next number is, it's important to mention that her spleen is not enlarged in face of ITP, history of ITP. Next number, kidneys are within normal limits. Next number, no lymphadenopathy in the neck. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving. Thank you.